climb up the flagpole, proud and true. Stays on all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.
Hello again, this is episode 2 of Running Up the Flagpole with Sasha, Dave, and special appearance by Christine. She was on special assignment, now she's back.
Yeah,
a little piece of my sanity returned. I'm no longer alone.
Yeah, me too. It's nice to have someone else in bed with you.
Touch that. I'm gonna leave that where that lies.
You might want to explain we're married.
So. Oh, I just assumed that they knew that. No. I guess not. No. Yeah, we've been married for how many years now? 35?
Almost 35.
That's longer than I've been alive, guys.
That's messed up.
I mean, it's just a cold, hard fact.
We're older than your parents.
Only by a couple years. I mean, what is it, 2 years older than my mother? It's not like she could be my grandmother. On the other hand, if you made really poor choices in middle school, Grandpa Dave.
Running up the flagpole, we talk about RVs, flagpole systems, and we talk about anything else. This one is about Starlink. We have a lot of people always asking about Starlink. What is Starlink? For those who don't know what Starlink is, it's high-speed internet anywhere in the world. Elon Musk put up these satellites, low orbit versus a high orbit, where the HughesNet runs. Low orbit gives you a better connection, faster repeat time from download to upload. And there's like 4,000 or 5,000 of these satellites around the earth. And so he's made these receivers. They look like a flat bread pan. You put it on the ground anywhere in the world and you get high-speed internet. Now, of course, it's not free. We'll talk about the pricing. Now, we're not experts, but what we do is getting them above the RV.
Who's we?
We, the three of us in this room.
And I think you mean Flagpole Buddy. And that's a sponsor of our show.
Did I forget to mention that?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, man.
That's why we have three people. Somebody's got to catch something.
Jump into everything.
Sorry. I was excited about today's topic.
I'm here to help. It's fine.
Thanks. Why Starlink is great for RVers because of that high-speed internet. Plus, you get phone connection over it. But no matter where you're at, you got cell service. It's just great. I've tried all the other stuff. I'm not going to badmouth anybody like WeBoost or that kind of stuff. But none of that stuff really works very well. And it's also very difficult to set up. But the Starlink is so easy. It's just amazing. You pay so if you want to get the Starlink. Asha, what are the different models out there?
Oh, my God. Well, from the dawn of time, there's quite a few. But what we carry here and support here is Generation 2, Generation 3, and the Mini. Everything before that, we don't really carry, but we'll take care of the customer. We support anything from Gen 2 to the current Mini, and then we'll see if anything comes later.
So there's like 7 different models. There's the Gen 1, we call it. It's a big round one, about 3 feet in diameter. We had one of those, big and heavy, was the first one. And then the Gen 2, and it was a flat one, so it would automatically find the satellites.
It's wonderful.
Which is pretty cool. The Gen 3, it's bigger, a little more powerful than the Gen 2.
It doesn't self-actuate.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. You have to do it by hand.
Yes.
Then there's the Mini, which looks like a Gen 3, but it's smaller. And then there's a couple of high-powered ones for businesses you put on the roof, and we don't mess with those in our world.
It's just too heavy to put on a pole.
Yeah, it doesn't work for the RVer. We have anything that'll fit the other products. Gen 1, we're phased out pretty much on that product. Gen 2, we still sell those on Amazon.
But we still have Gen 1 available.
Yeah, we'll take care of the customer.
Sometimes I'll make a custom for the customer.
Custom for the customer, I like it.
Is your rapping? Is that a rap song?
It's something. Okay, bye.
We've got 40 3D printers and do a lot of 3D printing production products, so I can design custom items for people.
It gives them something to do besides this podcast.
I'm kind of a drain on you guys, aren't I?
I'm so happy Christine's here.
Christine, where have you been?
I've been in Hawaii 3 weeks.
That's pretty tough. Are you glad you're back?
Yes, I am.
Did you miss us?
Yes, I did.
At least me. Did you miss me?
I missed you guys so much.
Did you miss the dog?
I was going to say, I miss Alex a whole lot.
Probably the most. Yeah, at least more than me.
I'll take second. It's fine.
So what are our mounting options? What types do we have?
The ladder mount, which fit standard 1-inch ladder, but we offer a whole bunch of options to fit larger ladders out there. If you have, for example, Brinkley ladders that are square, they carry up to a 2-inch ladder mount and cap replacement to fit a larger ladder. And then we have a hitch mount, bumper mount, flush mounting, suction cups, and flat mounting for our minis and Gen 3s. In a variety of ways. It really has a tendency to make a new mount on a frequent basis.
Yes, he does.
So,
well, there's so many different ladders out there. Back in the day when we started, there was only one type of ladder. It was a 1-inch diameter. That's what we designed everything to. And next thing you know, there's this fat ladder, there's square ladders, there's rectangular ladders. We have what, like 10 or 12 different types of mounts
that
go on ladders.
Well, then you have a folding ladder, only a half ladder. I've got customers, they've got a suction cup under their ladder and a twist up on the ladder. So a little bit of half and half to make it work.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Our customer base is great. They are very creative, right? RVers are pretty creative in the first place. They like to get on the road and they like to be happy. And
oh, they're so happy.
How happy are they?
Very.
Happier than you in Hawaii?
No.
It's like I'm their adopted child, guys. I'm having dinner with my parents right now.
Go to your room.
Bye. Nap time. See ya.
Inside this flat dish, there's hundreds of little antennas. Those antennas all talk to each other. It's called a phased array. One of the cool things about the phased array is you don't have to be pointed exactly to where the satellite is, because the computer will change the signal coming out and the direction it points or the direction it receives. It's very cool. I don't want to get into too much more geek stuff, but...
That's okay. That's why we keep you around.
You probably should go into geek stuff.
No, because
our precious little nerd.
Anyway, so it's cool. Some of the misconceptions about the Starlink is there's two criteria. There's an app when you set it up, and this app wants you to point it in a certain direction at a certain angle. It'll show you when it's located inside this box that it's supposed to be in on the app. And then it'll give you a speed. Well, the angle doesn't matter as much as everybody thinks it does. It used
this is
to.
The Gen 3.
Well, especially the Gen 3, yeah. It used to matter because there was a lot less satellites out there, but there's more satellites and that kind of stuff. So you can mount it flat, and you'll get signal. You may not get the best signal, but you'll still get signal. I mount my Gen 3 on the roof of our RV using our flush mount kit, and we drive around the country with it.
Last year we actually drove from San Diego to Oregon and then down to Colorado and back to San Diego, and the whole entire time we were up in the mountains and everything, we got Wi-Fi.
This is saying a lot, because with Dave's driving, to have it be as safe up there and everything be good, that's a testament of quality.
Let's talk about driving.
Yeah. I don't do that. Surprise everybody, I don't drive. Yay.
I really don't understand that, but okay.
I know you don't have a driver's license. Now, did they take it away from you?
No, they didn't take it away from me. I haven't done it.
And how old are you?
We established
12
last time that I am 32 and have a difficult time drinking water, and I'm just here for fun. I'm their emotional support animal.
So what were we talking about before we got into... You don't drive.
I believe we were talking about your driving skills or lack thereof. He drives like NASCAR. We were talking about flat mounting and flush mounting a Gen 3 to the top of your RV.
Yes.
And how we drove cross country and we got Wi-Fi the entire time.
Besides our standard flagpole mounting kit on the ladder, we also have the suction cups. Those work great. And one of the things you can do with them that people don't know about is you can mount these on the side of an Airstream because they're angled, and you can put it on angle surface so you can get it rotated on that curved surface of the Airstream.
I have to say, we've had quite a few customers that'll call and they're fearful of putting suction cups on their RV, and Airstream owners are fearful of doing it, and stuff. They end up trying it and they're pleasantly surprised. Love them. Easy to use. Work great. When you go onto our website at flagpolebuddy.com, you'll see the instructions and guidelines that you'd want to follow. They've been great for customers.
And if there's any spelling errors...
Dave did it. Dave was told about it, and Dave left it, And Dave did it.
Well, if somebody doesn't complain about it, then I know they didn't read the directions.
Dave just came up with that reasoning for doing it right in the moment. That's never been a thing. Don't let him fool you.
Well, real men don't read directions anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I bet there are real men out there that read directions.
Oh, the women read the directions to help the men. Which men don't have to read them.
Only after the man has failed.
That sounds accurate, yeah.
Yeah. So what else about Starlink? How much does it cost? We don't sell the Starlink. Starlink does not have small retailers. You can get them in Best Buy, but they're not really any cheaper than they are online directly from Starlink. But there's a monthly subscription fee. If you get it on your house, it's a cheaper fee. I don't remember exactly, so don't quote me on that. Don't call. Roaming's a little more expensive, but the nice thing about roaming is you can roam with it anywhere in the country. You can turn it off. So right now, like on our RV, we're not using it. It's been on pause for 3 months. And when I want to go somewhere, you just go online, type in, I want it for a month, and then turn it back off again.
It's convenient.
Yeah, that's very convenient. That is one thing they did that's really good. The thing that really sucks, though, is you can't talk to anybody from Starlink.
Customer service.
The customer services.
I thought you were going to say what sucks is, like, I wish you operated like Starlink. Like, can I turn you off for 3 months and then turn you back on when I'm ready to talk to you again?
I could go out to Borrego for 3 months and...
No.
I can go back to Hawaii.
You go to Hawaii and you'll be by yourself.
And I'll just be here talking to myself.
Running up the flagpole with Sasha and her friends.
We'll There's no friends here.
We'll get Tanya and Janet to come in here.
Yeah, the friends of the friends list. Yeah, nice. See, you're mouthing off like that.
Can't help it.
Tough. It's tough being me. What else about Starlink? What else do people ask?
People ask for a version that doesn't exist. Starlink will do, like, the version 4 is the Gen 3. So the version, it talks about the software. The generation talks about the model. So there can be a lot of misconception and misunderstanding online where someone says, oh, the version 4, and they think they're calling us, well, I see you have a kit for generation 3. Do you have the generation 4? Generation 4 doesn't exist, guys. Not yet, but I'm sure it's coming. But it can be very confusing for a customer.
Unless you want to call the mini a generation 4, but it's really a Gen 3, just smallerized.
Is smallerized a word?
It is now.
If Dave says it, it must be true.
So, tell us about your vacation.
That's an easy transition. Starlink, Hawaii. Yeah.
Did you see starlings in Hawaii?
No.
Were you looking for them?
No.
She was on vacation. Didn't you have Starlink on your flight, though?
I did.
There you go.
Yes, Hawaiian Air offered Starlink.
Did they use our flat mount?
Something about that doesn't feel feasible. And please do not give customers or listeners false hope that they could put our mounts on airplanes. Fun fact about Dave, if you really want a good deal, that's who you should talk to. But the good news is you're not going to talk to him. You're going to talk to me. If you call, you're talking to me. Maybe Christine. Dave's not allowed anything sales-wise.
You know, yeah, because I just want the RVer to be happy and have fun, and I would give the product away.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, wouldn't we all be happy if people would just give us stuff for free? I would love that.
But most of our customers want Flagpole Buddy to succeed, and they don't want things for free. They want to be charged.
Did you just come up with that?
What?
Nobody wants to be charged. I will tell you, we have great customers, and they're super supportive. And there's been times where we've said, you know, we're going to take care of you, and they're like, let us pay you. There are great customers for Flagpole Buddy. But at the end of the day, nobody wants to pay for nothing when everything costs a bajillion dollars right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if...
But you're going to pay for it. It is what it is.
But if we give everything away, Flagpole Buddy will not be here, and we cannot offer the service to customers.
If you're new here, I want to establish something. Christine runs the finances for Flagpole Buddy. Dave is the engineer mastermind behind every product you have. And I'm just the person you have to talk to on the phone. I'm really sorry.
We separate church and state. I'm the church, the nice guy. And Christine is state. She's the financial ones, which, like, you know, kind of like the IRS, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I think she's the nice one, though.
Yeah.
And I was pretty nice.
She is the nice one. I think he's saying that he gets to run the fun stuff and you have to deal with the hard, difficult stuff being the state. You're the You're the hard ASS.
Hard no.
Yes.
No.
He is running on hopes and dreams, and you are the logical, reasonable one, I think is what he is establishing. And I'm the mediator. If you haven't picked up on it, here I am.
Yeah, if you haven't noticed that, it is the weirdest thing. Christine and I have been married for so long, and we've been in business 20 years, and I've been here for 10 years with her. So it's day-to-day operation and that kind of stuff. But for some reason, we don't always connect on things.
Lately.
Yeah, I think it's lately because I think I'm losing my hearing, so I don't hear things correctly.
And Christine's losing her voice.
So between that, Sasha seems to be able to interpolate what I'm saying and what Christine's saying and then say it.
So it makes sense.
Makes sense.
Did you say interpolate? Did you just come up with another word? What is this, the Dictionary of David? Yeah. Somehow I can decipher the code that comes out of the two of them. And then they go,
I don't get it. We were at a store the other day. We're going back and forth, and it's just, we're not communicating. We had to call Sasha and say, here, this is what I see. And Christine says, well, this is what I see. And Sasha goes, well, here's what's going on. Oh, okay. She's kind of a therapist.
She is.
Eventually.
She's going for school.
Anything about Starlink that people ask about?
Can you put your flag on the same pole? Here's my advice. Okay, I'm not your mom. Can't tell you what to do. But I can recommend to not do that. Why? The flag catches wind in a way that could move that pole. And we'd hate for the flag to hit your dish. We recommend you can have two poles on one ladder. We discussed earlier all of those mounting options. You could do one on the ladder and one elsewhere. We just don't recommend doing them together. We even offer an option where you can convert your Starlink pole into a 16-foot aluminum flagpole. No, you shouldn't get struck by lightning with a 16-foot aluminum flagpole. Plenty of customers have it. Let me answer that question before somebody calls me and asks me.
But did you realize that ladders are aluminum too?
Well, then we're all screwed.
Well, I know, and like, people are afraid of lightning strikes.
Well, I'm afraid of a lightning strike too. But we had a customer call and says, your flagpole buddy saved my RV from a lightning strike.
You're welcome.
And I said, what? He says, yeah, I had my pole up and the lightning hit the pole. It went down into the flagpole buddies. And because they're fiberglass filled nylon, it blew off the pole and protected his ladder from getting the electricity to go through it. He sent me pictures, and the mounts were all burnt up and twisted and stuff, but he says, yeah, separation from the pole to the ladder.
So we offered you a great way to mount a flag, and we saved you. I mean, what more could you ask for?
This is what we do all the time. We save people. The number one household injury is falling off a ladder.
Didn't we just have a customer who fell off the ladder?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Do we want to talk about that?
It's too late.
Seems like you do. So he was great. And obviously the flagpole buddy parts did not come up and smack him off the ladder. He was on his own ladder mounting his mount, and the ladder shifted and down he went. And he tried all day to get through it. And long story long, wife took him to the hospital. And he broke his clavicle. And in his words, he's been relegated to the recliner. And he can't sleep in his own bed. And he feels pretty silly. And he was a pretty good sport about it.
So who finished putting up his flagpole?
I think he ended up finishing it. So he fell down. And then he laid there in the gravel for a while. And then I'm pretty sure he worked on finishing it up and realized, oh, I'm sore, and went to go sit down and tried to call his doctor. Was waiting for a response for the doctor. And then by the end of the day, his wife got home. He couldn't lift his arm up past his shoulder. And so he went to urgent care and they said, you probably have a concussion. We're sending you to the emergency room. All because of this dang flagpole buddy, man.
So to let people know that the install of the flagpole buddy, you do have to climb up one time to get the upper twist up high. And he failed.
Once you've mounted those mounts, just remember that pole should, it's highly recommended, comes down when you are in motion. But once those mounts are up, they're up. You can leave them. You don't have to climb off a ladder and take them up and down when you're traveling.
It's very true.
Yes. I only speak facts.
What? I don't know anything about that, but all right. So let's see. What else do people ask about Starlink?
Do we sell Starlink accessories? No. Like no. They want cords, wires, and all the things. Do you know anywhere, Dave, where people could get?
There's this thing out there called Amazon. They sell
how exciting
everything. It's new. Best Buy sells the dishes, but they don't sell the accessories. There's so many accessories out there now for these things.
So you think aftermarket accessories are just fine off of Amazon? Read the reviews, obviously. Well, you're not putting your stamp of approval on everything, they could probably find what they're looking for somewhere out there. Everything's on Amazon.
Yeah, and try to buy American made.
Please.
Yes, support America.
What else?
You tell me.
I don't know.
I'm just an emotional support animal, remember?
Any other topics today that you want to talk about?
What's everybody's plan for the 4th of July? That's right around the corner.
Brego.
My plans for the 4th. Being with my husband and my little dog and kitty, who are my whole life.
Not a kitty.
That is a cat.
I don't know what that thing is.
Well, it's a cat, Dave. Let me help you.
With the fur on the inside.
He is a hairless cat and he is an angel. We have a 3-year-old Sphinx and a nearly 4-year-old French Bulldog. I can't believe he's almost 4, you guys. I'm going to lose my mind. That's my baby. Pride and joy. And then there's my husband, and he's pretty great.
Yeah, he came in second.
He comes first. Listen, we wouldn't have either of our babies if it wasn't for him and I. Itachi was a wedding present to ourselves. He was supposed to be a surprise for Larry. Our French Bulldog was after our wedding.
It was for him.
He was for him, yes. But lo and behold, he became mine.
You stole his dog?
No, he chose me. And usually, Larry and I have had multiple animals, and they're usually all daddy's boys. They love me, but they just gravitate towards Larry. I don't blame them. But our French Bulldog...
Because they're more his size?
That's not nice.
No, but it's not.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
Gosh.
Calling your dogs big.
For once, actually, our animals are not big. That's something we've battled for a long time, too. We always have chubby babies. We just do. But we got this French Bulldog for my husband. He's always wanted a French Bulldog. I never did. And next thing you know, he's a total mama's boy. And he's literally my whole personality.
Wow.
Okay. So for the 4th of July, I'm not sure what we're doing.
Yeah.
Fun fact about Dave. A few years ago, Dave and I had a nice little, conversation about animals being part of the family. And Dave was very much more old school. Dogs are, they're outside, they're farming, that kind of dog.
You don't pick up the poop. You dog poop.
You we learned last week, you have no problem playing with poop.
No, but Bill doesn't pick up the poop.
I do.
What if you collect it and make another volcano mountain, whatever you made?
It's not volcano, Devil's Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I pick up the poop. When you were gone, Alex and I went to the beach and I had to pick up dog with the poop there.
If you stepped in poop in San Diego at the beach, no, just know it was Dave.
No, it was not me. Do not do that.
But I
vowed back in the day, I'm never picking up a dog's poop. Because I grew up in Indiana. You don't pick up a dog's poop. They run wild.
Today at lunch, Dave had his dog on his lap, was loving on her, had her paws up on the table. She was part of the family. So it's just interesting to see Dave flip. It's a very different outlook from a couple of years ago. It's nice. He's getting softer in his old age.
It is weird. It happened to my brother, too. Not with the dog thing, but with the baby. He was all against babies. And he, his wife's daughter had a baby. He turned around completely and became this softy guy and is like a grandpa and did an amazing job with this kid. This kid's now going to be a pro golfer.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't expect Alex to be a pro golfer, but.
I do. What do you mean?
I don't know. She can't catch a frisbee. The tennis ball thing, she likes to catch it, and then she eats it. All right, anything else for today? This is episode number 2. Hope we were informative. If you got any questions, go ahead and call Sasha and talk to her about it. You guys got anything else?
If you are going to call us with questions, the phone number to do so
is 858-472-5613.
And you will want to ask for Dave.
Dave's not here.
Dave's in Borrego.
Okay, well, thank you. And everybody, RV on.
Running them up a flagpole, proud and true. stays in all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.